Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Building Better Blocks to Healthier Life Show with Penny McElroy. Daily episodes packed full of informational wellness nuggets. Because your healthier life is closer than you think.
Welcome to the show. My name is Jennifer Navarrete, and this month we're learning all about the building blocks to good health from certified integrated nutrition coach Penny McElroy. This week, we've been talking all about nutritional supplements, and on today's show, we're going to recap a week's worth of topics all in a single go. So wish us luck. So, Penny, when we started out the week, we talked about nutritional supplements and why you, as a professional health coach, recommend these to your clients.
Right. And pretty much every topic that we talked about, we kind of came back to that. We just cannot get all of the nutrition ourselves need on a daily basis out of our food. The way the food is grown, the things they put on the food as it grows makes it impossible for us to be able to get those nutrients. We need more nutrients now than we used to years ago when they grew the food the way they were supposed to. The way that they're supposed to grow food is to rotate the crops so that, and you also have to give the soil a rest, I believe it's every 7 years, so that the soil can replenish itself as far as nutrients go. This goes back to tracking, back to 1939, when the government came out with a report saying that there was a depletion of the minerals that is found in the soil. If the minerals are not in the soil, then the plants that grow in the soil will not have the vitamins that are in it. And our body, just like plants, is made up of water, vitamins, and minerals. Yeah, so we have to replenish that as we go along. And if we can't get it out of our food, how can we get it? The only option that we have open to us that makes any sense at all is to supplement with nutritional supplements.
Well, and that ties into the fact that there are so many nutritional supplements out there that if you're just, you know, maybe thinking or considering about adding supplementation to your diet, all of a sudden you're looking around going, I don't even know where to start. You know, I can go to the grocery store, I can go to the drugstore, I can go to the big box store, I can go online. And there's so many options out there that it can be really overwhelming. And I know that one of our topics was that not all supplements are created equal.
No, they're not, especially not here in the United States. Our laws are set up to where nutritional supplements actually fall under the Food and Drug Administration, under the food portion and not the drug portion. And the difference between the two is that if you take a penicillin pill, and they tell you that there's 500 milligrams of penicillin in that pill, they have to have the equipment, and they have to be able to prove that every tablet that comes out of their machine has 500 milligrams. That's considered drug standard. Okay, food standard, on the other hand, think of a box of pepperoni pizza. They tell you on the box that there's pepperoni in it, but they don't have to tell you how much. So you might get one box that has 10, you might get one box that has 2. You just never know until you open up the box. And our nutritional supplements fall under that guideline in the United States. I have done a lot of research on different products, and there are good products out there, don't get me wrong. I want a pharmaceutical-grade product. One that I know that manufacturing plant actually goes through the same process as the drug manufacturing plants do. That's why I chose USANA Health Sciences, because USANA's plant has actually been approved by the Food and Drug Administration here in the United States. The Food and Drug Administration does not certify nutritional supplements, but they will certify that the plant is following the guidelines that we could actually make drugs in that manufacturing plant if we chose to. So it's really important to know that your product has in it what it says it has in it. A lot of them don't. They don't disclose everything they've got in it. and they don't necessarily have in it what they say they do. So I want to make sure that the product I'm taking has in it exactly what that model tells me it does, and I want to make sure that a scientist has discovered what I need, my body needs, to stay healthy. And that's why I chose USANA Health Sciences.
Well, and so quality control is important when it comes to anything that we put in our body, and most importantly, nutritional supplements, if we're going to go down that path. And I think a couple of things that we could also touch upon is that the nutritional supplements from USANA are highly soluble, meaning that they will actually go into your body and break apart and do what they're supposed to do, because there's stories of people taking over-the-counter supplements that actually, how it came in is how it comes out.
Exactly. They call them bedpan bullets in the hospital. So, because they're coated with something that prevents it from actually dissolving in your stomach. And that's one of the differences between food grade and drug grade. Drug grade products, they have to dissolve in your body within a certain period of time. And I think it's normally 20 minutes. They also have to, which means that if they're coated with something that prevents them from dissolving, then it doesn't follow those guidelines. And a lot of the nutritional supplements do that. One of the things that USANA does that sets them apart from other companies is that they actually will test the raw materials as they come in. They quarantine them, then they test them again, and then they test them two or three times throughout the process before it actually comes out in a bottle that you and I can take. And what they're testing for is how pure the substance is. Does the tablet have in it exactly what it says it does? Will it dissolve in the 20 minutes that the drug part of Food and Drug Administration says it has to? All of this falls under the good manufacturing practices. And USANA follows those guidelines intensively. So I know I can trust that product.
Well, and that's why USANA continues to be the number one nutritional supplement company year after year. They've got a strong track record, and that's probably, I know that's why you and I are part of the company. Well, so we move on to the next time. We talked about oils and fatty acids and why we need oils and fatty acids and where we can get them from.
Right. Oils, omega 3, 6s, and 9s, essential fatty acids, our body does not make that. So there's nothing that we can give our body that's going to create that within us. So that means that we have to get it out of our food. We have to get it out of the micro or macro food that we take. Micro is the food that our cells eat. Macro is the foods that we actually put in our mouth. So if we're going to talk about the macro foods that we can get the essential fatty acids out of, it's going to be your fish. That is the animal portion of it. Some people don't like the animal portion. They might go with fatty acids that you can get out of flax seeds. You can get it out of seeds. You can get it out of nuts. You can get it out of fish. Those are pretty much the only sources where you can get the essential fatty acids. But the fatty acids in our body, why it's so important that we have enough of these, they're number one of the few nutrients that will actually pass through the brain barrier and feed our brain. So people that have essential fatty acids equivalent to what their body needs, they're going to be more apt to have a body that's strong enough not to come down with things like Alzheimer's disease or dementia. I know when my mother-in-law was getting sick, a lot of times she would get hallucinations, and these hallucinations, they said, was Alzheimer's. And I'm sure it was. There's no doubt in my mind that she did have that. But I also know that it was linked to not getting enough nutrition, not hydrating right. She would actually be dehydrated. She wouldn't eat anything except sugar. And that is a whole story in itself. But the essential fatty acids, it's what feeds every aspect of our body. It's like putting oil in a car. That oil lubricates several mechanisms within the car. Our body needs the essential fatty acids to have healthy skin, to have a smart brain, to have lubricated organs within our body, eyesight, hair, everything about us has to have those oils to stay soft and supple.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that really ties into trace minerals in your body, which was another topic that we discussed.
Trace minerals, we used to be, like I said earlier, we used to be able to have all of the nutrients that we needed out of our soil. In today's world, that is just not happening. We have commercial farmers, they bleach the soil out of all the nutrients by overworking that soil. They don't put anything back into it except man-made fertilizers, pesticides to get rid of the bugs. There are stories about the GMOs that are out there with corn. They actually have developed a seed that produces corn that has pesticides in it, that if the bug eats the corn itself is what's going to kill the bug. Well, if that happens, what do you think it's going to do to us? Because if it's going to kill the bug, it's going to kill us.
So, oh, my goodness. I hadn't heard that one, so that's news to me.
Yeah. So, well, it's true. It happens. Yeah, it's mutated. But all of this is going into our soil, and our soil is being so depleted of the trace minerals, and the trace minerals is what grows healthy plants. And healthy plants is where we get our vitamins from. But our bodies also need those trace minerals. If you don't have enough magnesium, if you don't have enough calcium, if you don't have enough zinc, you know, there's all sorts of diseases that's being linked to deficiencies in these areas. So if you want to give your body the nutrition that it needs to be able to fight off all these diseases, then you need to be able to supplement, because we can't get it out of our food. A key example is that, 75 years ago, if you ate an 8-ounce bowl of spinach, you could get 400 international units of vitamin E. Our body needs 400 international units of vitamin E for a healthy heart. Today, it would take 28 pounds of spinach. Do you know anybody that could sit and eat 28 pounds of spinach?
No. I like spinach, but not 28 pounds worth in one sitting. No way.
Right. So what is the choice? What choice do we have? And that's why there's so many people that are going for supplementation. There's more and more people that are supplementing. Those that supplement with a vitamin and our mineral that does not have in it what it says it does, they're not getting results. And therefore, they give up and they quit taking them. But if you have a quality vitamin, a quality mineral, and it's in a balance that your body recognizes from what it's supposed to have in our food, then you're going to get the results that you need that's going to give you protection.
And that goes back to nutritional supplements and daily minimum requirements, because we know that we need it, but we've been told we need a minimal amount, but we also think, well, why should we just go for the minimum? Go for the optimum?
Well, the reason why you want to go for the optimum is because the minimum amount will only protect you from things like beriberi, scurvy. Do you know anybody that has those diseases in today's world? Those are infectious diseases. Yeah, nobody gets those anymore. But the minimum amount of vitamins and minerals that is on the RDA, recommended daily allowance, those are just going to prevent you from getting the infectious diseases. It's not going to prevent you from getting the degenerative diseases. So you need to look at that and do your research, or trust a scientist like I do. I trust the scientist at USADA to tell me what my body needs. There's doctors that I have mentored under that have studied this stuff exclusively, and they give recommendations. and I follow their recommendations to protect myself from disease. Does that mean that if you take the vitamins, you're never going to get the diseases? Oh, no, definitely not. I do not want anybody to get that notion. All it does is it gives you protection. It's just kind of like putting sunscreen on when you go outside in the sun. Sometimes you get sunburn even though you got sunscreen on. So anything can really happen, but I want to have a better chance. I want to make sure that I have done everything within my power to protect the body that God has given me. And that's why I want to supplement with pharmaceutical grade products that is going to give my body the nutrition that it needs. And I want to do it in the optimum amounts because I want protection from the degenerative diseases as well as the infectious diseases.
Fantastic, Penny. Great wrap-up for this week on nutritional supplements. Folks, we've got two more days in the month of November. Can you believe that we've covered so much in 28 days? In the next 2 days, we're going to talk a little bit more about where we go from here, and we're thrilled that you've joined us so far.
To receive more healthy building block tips, simply go to yourwellnessplan.com.